Winning in Pittsburgh isn't easy. In fact, it's quite difficult. Winning in Pittsburgh twice in the same season hadn't ever been done before. The Jaguars went back to Pittsburgh on the first Saturday of January in 2008, 3 weeks after beating the Steelers 29-22. The Steelers talked of evening the score, of playing a better game this time around. On a cold, wind-swept field in the winter darkness of western Pennsylvania, they started strong. Ben Roethlisberger staked the Steelers to an early 7-0 lead. It didn't take long for the Jaguars to strike back.
Across the 30, the 40, there he goes on the run to the 50. Maurice is looking for a block. He's got one. He's at the 30. Goes back to the other side. He's at the 20. Maurice Jones-Drew, 15, 10, and he's caught as he slides down at the one-yard line.
Fred Taylor took it in from there, and the Jaguars were off and running in Pittsburgh again. Rasheen Mathis made it 14-7 when he stepped in front of Santonio Holmes in the second quarter.
He's got time, and it's intercepted! Mathis has got it. He's going back the other way at the 40-yard line. Looking for a block. He's got it. Rasheen's down the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Rasheen Mathis!
And Jones-Drew got back in the action on a short pass from David Garrard.
David turns and throws. He's got Maurice. He's free at the 25, the 20, the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Maurice Drew!
A 21-7 lead at the half spoke volumes about the Jaguars and their mastery of these Steelers, or so it seemed. Garrard was intercepted in the opening minute of the third quarter, and Roethlisberger sprung into action. 28-10 headed into the fourth quarter seemed like a safe margin, but it wasn't. Big Ben would chime in on the first play of the fourth quarter with a beautiful 37-yard strike to Holmes, and his brilliance would resonate throughout the fourth quarter, with two more touchdown drives that wouldn't just erase the Jaguars' 18-point lead, it would give them a one-point advantage. 2 minutes and 38 seconds remained when Garrard took over for what would be his one last chance. Jack Del Rio went for it on fourth and two, and Garrard wrote his name in the history books with dogged determination.
Here's the game, ladies and gentlemen. With no timeouts left, the Jaguars will not be able to stop the clock. An 11-5 season on the brink. The snap drops now. He's going to run, and David's going to get in and more. He's at the 25-yard line. Stays on his feet. 20. There he goes. 15. And he's down at the 10. How about that one?
Josh Scobie connected, and the Jaguars conquered the Steelers and Pittsburgh for the second time in a single season in less than a month, something that hasn't been done since.
I want to tell you guys, I couldn't be more proud of a group of men, but to my heart, can't take those. But guys, I tell you, you guys busted your butts, you played your hearts out, and you came home with a big win.